Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland School Board member Neil Huntmer gave an exit speech at last night's board meeting. He chose not to run for re-election to allow a new community member to join the board and add their input. In his speech, he highlighted what the board has been able to accomplish during his term and thanked all those he served and worked with to make the Richland School District all it can be and looks forward to a promising future for the new board and district. With the resignation of board member Robin Dickman, Administrator Steve Board explained how the seat will need to be filled. The seat is an at-large seat, meaning anyone in the Richland School District is eligible to replace Dickman. Those interested in representing the district must declare their intentions to the district office by Friday, May 9th. The board will interview each of the candidates at the board meeting Monday, May 12th. The new board member chosen on the 12th will be sworn in on Monday, June 9th. The 2025 summer school positions were approved by the Board of Education last night. The Richland School District offers opportunities to grow and challenge students' learning, along with providing students with foundational skills to support their grade level standards to be met and promote social skills and relationships. Summer school offers these additional opportunities beyond the school year. The elementary summer school focus is on reading and math, along with grade level readiness specific to each grade level. The district will be integrating technology, STEM, and Spanish into the summer school programming. Elementary summer school will be offered for students entering 5K through 6th grade. There will be two 2-week sessions, July 7th to 17th and July 28th to August 7th. It is strongly recommended that students be registered for both sessions to allow for optimal learning growth and preparation for the school year ahead. Students are to arrive at the high school between 7:45 and 8, with classes starting at 8. Student pickup will be at 11:30. Transportation is not provided for summer school. The working day for teachers will be 5 hours to ensure prep time is included. High school summer for grades 7 through 12 has traditionally offered recovery English, social studies, science, and math for grades 9 through 12, English and math boost for grades 7 and 8, summer strength and conditioning for grades 7 through 12, and summer band lessons for grades 7 through 12. 9th through 12th grade recovery English, math, science, and social study courses all run on a similar schedule for 3 weeks from June 10th through 28th. Students will attend from 7:30 to noon. Teachers have 80 hours of time allotted to teaching and preparation. Every 5 years, the Department of Public Instruction does an official review of the food service program. This audit is comprehensive in nature and ensures that schools are compliant with federal nutritional guidelines, meal offerings, serving sizes, and policies, to name a few of the many items under review. Each time this audit takes place, there is a primary building to focus the attention on. This year, DPI was on site for several days during the week of March 16th with a focus on the Richland Center High School building. During the review, two of the items reviewed were the wellness policy and food service policies. Since the district recently made changes to the food service policies, there were some contradictions between those two policies and the wellness policy. The proposed changes realign policies. The changes include students with an unpaid meal balance will be treated with respect, and students with a negative meal account balance may not purchase a la carte. In other action, the board approved the hiring of Ashlyn Coleman and Allison Wilson for the 2025-26 school year as second grade teachers. The resignation of Diana Janicek as a second grade teacher effective at the end of the current school year. The resignation of Deanna Gokenauer as an early childhood teacher effective at the end of the current school year. And the policy concerning school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays was adjusted to allow the district administrator to approve up to 12 requests throughout the year instead of having the board approve each request. If there are more than 12, the board will approve the ones after the first 12. Revisions to policies 3432 and 4432 concerning employee reimbursement leave, effective immediately, was approved. The IMC upgrade bid from DEMCO for primary and intermediate schools at a cost not to exceed $380,000, contingent upon the bid for the intermediate school coming in at or under budget. and participation and fee of $250 in the Sweep 1 and Sweep 2 agreements for the 2025-26 school year. A consortium of school districts has benefited from mutual ownership of equipment for landscaping and turf repair. Richland has been a participant in these agreements for a number of years. The school districts that are part of this consortium are Belmont, Boscobel, Darlington, Dodgeville, Highland, Iowa Grant, Mineral Point, Pecatonica, Prairie du Chien, Richland, River Valley, Riverdale, Seneca, and Waseca. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation honored Wisconsin State Patrol troopers, inspectors, and civilian staff for outstanding service at the State Patrol Awards ceremony held last week in Wisconsin Dells. This year, 39 awards were presented to State Patrol employees who went above and beyond in their service to communities across the state. The annual ceremony highlights life-saving efforts and innovations that improve State Patrol operations. Staff recognized exude high levels of bravery, dedication, and professionalism. Governor Tony Evers joined Wisconsin Department of Transportation leaders and spoke at the ceremony. He stated, members of the Wisconsin State Patrol work every day to serve our families and communities and keep our roads and communities safe. I'm incredibly grateful for their service and the sacrifices they and their families make every day. Life-saving and meritorious service awards recognize those who saved lives or put themselves in physical danger to keep someone else safe. The Commendable Service Superintendent's Commendation, Unit Citation, and Employee of the Year categories acknowledge accomplishments that contribute to Wisconsin DOT's key mission to build a safe and efficient transportation system. Employees were nominated by their peers and selected to receive recognition for their actions by the State Patrol Awards Committee. An arrest has been made in the burglary from Allied Machinery, formerly known as the Richland Foundry. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones stated that members of the department have been investigating a theft of multiple tools from Allied Machinery, which occurred around March 8th. Chief Jones reports that as a result of the investigation, Brandon Halverson, 35, of Richland Center, was arrested and taken to the Richland County Jail. Charges of burglary and theft have been referred to the Richland County District Attorney's Office. Chief Jones states that investigations like these often begin with tips and calls from observant citizens. Such was the case with this investigation. As a reminder, Richland County P3 Tips is an excellent way to submit tips from a mobile app on your cellular device or online to remain anonymous. Citizens can also report suspicious activity by calling Richland County Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE. Callers can remain anonymous and be eligible for a cash reward.